The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling. But eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Today's readings are about prayer and the encouragement by Jesus to continue to pray even in the face when it seems like you're not getting what you're praying for. And so I ask you, how many people out there have prayed and got an answer to their prayer? Can you keep those hands up? If God has answered your prayer, does anyone want to, in the front, want to look around, make sure you, can we see those hands? It's a testimony. Okay. Now here's the tougher question. Oh, you got your hand up. Thank you. How many people have prayed and have not got the prayer answered? Okay. How does that feel? Don't like it, do you? What is Jesus saying in the gospel today? Keep praying. Because there's something about praying, even when it's not happening, that God likes, and that it's got a purpose. It reminds me of a song. Alex, can I use this guitar? No way. I hope the guitar works. I hope it doesn't play any bad notes. Oh, it's got a cordless, oh, it's got a mic on it. I just got to stay here with it. Wow, it's nice. Wish I had one like this. So you'll soon find out why I'm a priest. But do listen to the words. It's by Garth Brooks. Marty's saying, come out there. Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, past came back to me. And I couldn't help but thinking the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all time, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Just remember when you're talking to the man upstairs that just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. But verse 2 is the important verse. She wasn't... Okay, I gotta... Oh, man. She wasn't quite the angel I'd remembered in my dreams. And it seemed like time had changed me in her eyes to it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days. Wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. And as she walked away, I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. When you're talking to the man upstairs, that just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So the idea behind that second verse that you almost didn't let me play, if you followed the words, is that in high school he really liked this girl and prayed that God would make her mine, but then many years later he meets up after he marries his true love with his earlier high school girlfriend and realizes that he's kind of glad God didn't answer the prayer because she wasn't quite what he valued 10 years later, say, and neither was, and she, he changed too. And so, sometimes when we're praying for things, God doesn't seem to answer, but like the song is saying, he really is answering. And maybe what we're praying for isn't the best for us, or maybe God's got a way to work it out in the future in some other lives, or maybe our lives need to change. And for me, that's my testimony. It was 30 years ago, I was a member of this church, and I was someone who prayed and asked God for things. Some things I got them, some things I didn't. But then a priest said to me, you need to learn how to pray. And another way of praying is not only asking God for things, but learning who Jesus is by opening the scriptures and putting yourself in the scene and say, Lord, help me to become more like you. Because Jesus, true God and true man, is the pattern of who we're supposed to be. And we're supposed to be perfectly loving people, wise, who give their lives in service of others. And we can't do that on our own. But Jesus helps us. And as we get to learn about him in the gospel, our values change. And sometimes the things that I asked for early on in my life, I'm glad I never got. And God has given me this particular life that, although it's different, it's very gratifying because I get to serve God, I get to learn more about God, I get to hear about other people's prayers being answers in their faith, and it God leads us into places that we don't really anticipate. And so the message of today is pray. God gave us a tremendous ability. He created the world by words, right? Spoke, let there be light, there's light, let there be earth, land, there's land. We too, when we speak prayers, we are enfleshed spirits. God's given us the power to co-create with him. We cooperate with God, God cooperates with us. It's hard to fully explain or imagine how an all-powerful God could allow this to happen, that our prayers make a difference in reality. But it does. And God will work with us to make our lives and the world turn out to be better. And even if it isn't, God's saying, keep it up. Because somehow, when we don't know it, it's still making a difference. And so in closing, we can pray for things for our lives. We can pray and God changes our ways of viewing the world. But also, we're called to pray for others. And that's what these readings are also about today. Moses was on the mountain praying, and the battle was going on below. That can be a symbol of us, the church, praying. And the battle goes on in the world, good against evil. And we're called to pray for justice. We're called to work for justice. We're called to work and pray that the world become the place God meant it to be. In Jesus Christ, God has triumphed over evil in good. He's ascended at the right hand of the Father, and that's another type. Moses is like at the top of the mountain. And we are the ones holding up his hands in prayer. As we pray, the world's going to get better. Not only by our prayers, but also by our being changed and making the world a better place in our actions. But when we let go of our prayer, the battle doesn't go as well. Together, we're praying as church and the Mass. Throughout the world, people are praying. Prayer goes up 24/7 in God's church. Let us continue to pray and not falter and continue to have faith. Sometimes God answers those prayers, and it's a great blessing. It encourages us. But even when it feels like it's not, continue to pray. That's how we participate in sharing in the kingdom of God, in helping Jesus bring about the kingdom.